really work to try to bring the benefits of space to humankind, looking in particular to developing countries. And the reason is that space is really a very good tool for addressing the sustainable development goals and try to help member states to fulfill them.
How do they help the Sustainable Development Goals?
Well, for example, I mean, I can make a lot of examples. Sustainable Development Goal number 4, which is quality education. Our core activity is in capacity building. So we really help a lot in since now 50 years to bring all the member states on the same page, trying to help them in understanding how they can use space-based data and infrastructure to improve the quality of life of their citizens. If we talk about food and water security, with space-based data and infrastructures, we can really do a lot in the field, for example, of precise agriculture, or
just like photographing, or
no,
or
it's using Earth observation images, but also global navigation satellite systems. You can have a precise positioning, and therefore you can do a lot of things in a very precise way, reducing the quantity of water that you may need to irrigate a crop, or even if we look at other areas, I don't know, if we talk about drugs and crime, with space-based images, we can, for example, check illegal crops, or we can help in supporting for, you know, tracking of illegal trafficking. Well, we have an interesting project, for example, with UNDP. It's a reconstruction project in Mali where we provided to UNDP a lot of historical images, and with these images they're now working with Mali to reconstruct a certain number of villages and trying to maintain the original shape of the village itself. And these are just few examples of what can be done with space technology.
So this is obviously a global audience that we're speaking with and to. What would you say to the young women? Would you say go for it, go into the space industry?
I believe that each of us has to found her own path. And my experience is that there is always someone in your life, and very often more than someone, just here and there, I mean, on a regular basis, telling you what you have to do, and telling you that science is very difficult, STEM education, why you have to do that, and then you're going to getting married, and then you have a family, how you can manage your work-life balance properly. I mean, all of us, we are in this situation, I believe. But my advice is that each of us, and mainly the girls, they have to study a lot. They have to be committed. They have to listen to themselves only. Clearly, collect all the information, all the suggestions, all the advices. But then the final decisions must be your own decision. And I do believe that there is nothing that we can do. A diversity approach in the workforce is key. But it comes natural if we avoid bias and we select the best talent every time.